American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London. And elsewhere. How George read a playbook to a gentleman. There was a gentleman whom God had endued with good living to maintain his small wit. He was not a fool absolute, although in this world he had good fortune, and he was, in a manner, an ingle to George, one that took great delight to have the first hearing of any work that George had done, himself being a writer, and had a poetical invention of his own, which, when he had with great labour finished, their fatal end was for privy purposes. This self-conceited Brock had George invited to half a score sheets of paper, whose Christianly pen had writ finis to the famous play of the Turkish Mahomet and Hiron the Fair Greek, in Italian called a courtesan, in Spain a Marguerite, in French un curtain, in England, among the barbarous, a whore, but among the gentle, their usual associates, a punk. But now, the word refined being latest, and the authority brought from a climate as yet unconquered, the fruitful county of Kent, they call them Crozabel, which is a word but lately used, and fitting with their trade, being of a lovely and courteous condition. Leaving them, this fantastic, whose brain was made of naught but cork and sponge, came to the cold lodging of Monsieur Peel, in his black satin suit, his gown furred with coney, in his slippers. Being in the evening, he thought to hear George's book, and so return to his inn. This not of the wisest, being of St. Barnard's. George bids him welcome, told him he would gladly have his opinion in his book. He willingly condescended, and George begins to read, and between every scene he would make pauses and demand his opinion, how he liked the carriage of it. Quoth he, "Wondrous well the conveyance." "Oh, but," quoth George, "the end is far better." For he meant another conveyance ere they two parted. George was very tedious in reading, and the night grew old.
"I protest," quoth the gentleman, "I have stayed over long. I fear me I shall hardly get into mine inn."
"If you fear that," quoth George, "we will have a clean pair of sheets, and you shall take a simple lodging here."
This housegull willingly embraced it, and to bed they go, where George, in the midst of the night, spying his time, put on this dormouse his clothes, desired God to keep him in good rest, honestly takes leave of him and the house, to whom he was indebted for nobles. When this drome awaked, and found himself so left, he had not the wit to be angry, but swore scurvily at the misfortune, and said,
"I thought he would not have used me so."
And although it so pleased the fates he had another suit to put on, yet he could not get thence till he had paid the money George ought to the house, which, for his credit, he did. And when he came to his lodging, in anger he made a poem of it.
"Peel is no poet, but a gull and a clown, to take away my clothes and gown. I vow by love, if I can see him wear it, I'll give him a glig and patiently bear it."
Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.